what we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org. It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask 3 questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on this December the 27th, 2024.
This is it.
That's right. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Trivia Friday it is.
Yeah, good to be here. Now Christmas is in the rearview mirror, and we're looking ahead to the new year. And I hate to start the last couple of days with a complaint. Someone gave me a 2025 calendar, and the 5th month is missing from the calendar. I am dismayed. Guys, I don't know any other way to do
but
this.
But a boom.
No, I
is that even
I'm about
a boom?
I'm dismayed. I don't know any other thing to say about
it. It was
that.
About a boom 5 years ago when I first heard him tell it.
Well, you know, older people start repeating themselves the older they get.
Older people start repeating themselves the older they get.
That's right. 2024 is almost over. Trivia Friday, it is also known as Learning University. We are live here today on the radio. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas celebration with your family. And
I was sick.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. I was sick.
There's something going around in our neck of the woods.
I was sick Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. Fortunately, we'd had our Christmas Monday night with the grandkids. That's all I really care about.
But
just had a bad cold.
Okay, I mean, JJ and I are just wondering, we're like 3 feet away from you. And
I'm cleared up.
Oh, you cleared up, okay.
Except for, you know, maybe when I breathe, you know,
yeah.
Might be
a
problem.
Okay, well,
that
shouldn't matter.
That's right.
But
hey,
you know what?
We're 3 feet away. How far can a virus reach?
That's right, yeah. Hey, guys, how about this brand new hat I've got? Can you read that, Ed?
Kajabi Forest Trust?
Yeah, yeah, Kajabi. This came all the way from Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, knitted together by baboons. No humans. They've got these baboons trained, and they're at the little sewing machines. No human hands have touched this hat, and it
baboons.
Came all the way from another continent.
Got some baboon sweatshops over
yes,
there
yes.
in Africa.
Absolutely.
That's terrible.
Hey, I'll say, here we go. So Trivia Friday is we're going to ask 3 questions each, and then you can call in. First-time callers only today. So if you've never been on the program, this is your opportunity. What's the phone number to reach us here, Ed?
The phone number to call. And, folks, I'm not kidding. We have one person on the list right now. So hurry. Whatever you're doing. I mean, drop what you're doing. Knock people over. Whatever you have to do to get to your phone.
Pretend it's
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Our return
in old days.
Our return day at Walmart.
Pretend you're at customer service. Yes.
The return day.
The day
that's
after,
right.
The day after Christmas.
888-589-8840. That number again. First-time callers need to be 11 years old or older. 888-589-8840. If you've never been on the air with us on Trivia Friday, today could be your day. 888-589-8840.
I did that one time. This is about 20 years ago where I went to Walmart the day after Christmas to return a gift.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, I don't know why I did that. I was expecting, you know, till people still be in the cheery Christmas spirit.
Yes.
The spirit,
and in their pajamas.
Hi, everybody.
In the house.
Yeah, isn't it a wonderful
Merry
time
Christmas.
To be alive? No, you're lucky to be alive in that line. That was awful. Awful.
Christmas spirit ran out.
Well, listen, I'm not blaming the employees of Walmart. They were doing the best they could. But, I mean, the line was like 20 people. And it was like, I don't know why I stayed, but frankly. But I figured I'm, well, I already
I drove
all the way down here. I might as well stay. It may not be any better tomorrow, you know.
Right.
So, and you, and so I just, I said to myself, I don't care if I have to buy another one next time. I'm not standing in this return line anymore. Or I guess you could come back a week later and it'd be all slowed down.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just remember, you know, it was not a pleasant experience.
Man, no, it gets ugly. No, I think the Christmas spirit runs. Christmas spirit runs
day
out
after
12:01
day after Christmas.
Yep.
All right. So
I saw a thing that said nothing leaves town except the circus. Nothing leaves town quicker than the Christmas spirit. And those trees get thrown out by the curb, and it's like, let's get back to business.
That's right. Hey, by the way, we are going to ask three questions apiece.
Yes.
And there's something special, JJ, about one of those nine questions we're going to ask.
One of these original nine questions, the mystery question, you don't know which one it is, but if you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah,
love
the beloved cowbell.
Love the cowbell.
That
cowbell
means
ring.
You win yourself a really nice AFR ball cap.
Yeah,
these have only been
studio.
Out a few months, and they're really nice, and you're going to win. Somebody's going to win one of those today.
Yeah.
AFR ball cap, trucker cap. Farmer's cap, however you want to call it, it's a ball cap. So we'll send it to you. If you answer the mystery question, it's an AFR a ball cap. All right, Ed, what do you got?
All right, here are my three questions. When the American Football League began in 1960, which one of the following was not an original team? Was it the Houston Oilers, the New York Titans, the Miami Dolphins, or the Dallas Texans?
Good question.
When the American Football League began in 1960, which one of the following was not an original team? Houston Oilers, New York Titans, Miami Dolphins, Dallas Texans. Second question. This one I think is probably going to be pretty easy. I don't know, though. On a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys? On a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys? And third question, despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false? Despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false?
It's always going to escape 2024 without any more seahorse trivia, but you brought it in.
Yeah.
I don't blame
right.
you. You know what I'm saying?
The tiniest little saddles and bridles that you can even imagine.
Everybody needs to know more about seahorses. That's my motto.
And I'm going to, you know what? I'm taking your challenge. 2025 could be the year of the seahorse.
It is on the Chinese calendar. It's right there at the top. I went to the restaurant, and like, you got the cat, you got the different things. 2025, year of the seahorse. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right away, right after the show.
Here's what I've got. Deep dive into Bible trivia. Covenants in Bible times were commonly sealed or ratified in one of three ways. One, a sacrifice was slain. Two, salt was eaten. I want to know what the third one was. And I'll go ahead and tell you, it seems a little odd or it seems a little random. Three ways covenants were sealed. An animal sacrifice, salt was eaten, or one more, and that's the one I'm looking for.
So those first two were ways.
Yes. Yeah.
That did what?
A sacrifice, an animal ratified a covenant. An animal was sacrificed.
So you
was
just
slain.
Take a salt tablet and all
well,
good?
Well, no, eat some salt. I don't think they were tablets.
We're
going
to reconcile
born.
These two tribes.
Right.
Everybody get out their salt.
Right.
Is that what we're doing here?
Salt shaker.
I tried that when I went to buy a car last year.
It didn't work?
I said, hey, listen, let's just eat some salt and shake hands on this.
Right.
That,
you they know? Told you sign here, now initial this, and you just took and put salt right there where it says
there you
initial.
Go. How's that?
Salt shaker. Hey, here's the second question. What were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? What were the New England Patriots named prior to
losers.
1971?
Hey.
And that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Growing up, we called them the Patsies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did. They were bad.
Well, third question, true or false, looking ahead a couple of days, Auld Lang Syne was originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice. Is that true or false? Auld Lang Syne was originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice.
I think it was invented so because they knew people were going to be drinking a lot. So they need us words that slurred together.
And made you cry.
Yeah. Those are some jacked up words.
I'm not advocating drinking a lot. No. Misunderstand me. I'm just saying that there are some people that do on New Year's Eve.
Look, there's a reason everybody says, when old acquaintance are forgotten, auld lang syne, mumble, mumble, mumble. And then they say old acquaintance, mumble, mumble, mumble. Here's the reason. This is actual words. We tway hay sported the burn from morning sun till dine.
But you got to have an interpreter.
But seas between us braid hay roared. And it just goes on and on like
that. Are you serious?
I'm serious. Those are the actual words? Actual words, yeah. And then we tway hay run about the braes.
The guy was
pooed the goings fine.
The guy was drinking who wrote that.
Well, that's why the only thing you know
is problem.
Should auld acquaintance be forgot in days of auld lang syne. Yeah. But the auctioneers needed something catchy.
Is that true
or false? If it's true. Yeah, that's true or false.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what is the technique called when you cook food slowly in liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time?
Yummy.
Wow. Yeah. What is the technique called when you cook food slowly in a liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time? Number two, what prize fighter does Rocky Balboa take on in the ring in Rocky I? Most people will know the answer to that, but hey, prize fighter?
I'm just going to say I found out something very disappointing about our producer, Brent Creeley, before the show.
Are you going to shame him right here?
I'm going to shame him.
Yeah.
He said he's never seen any of the Rocky movies.
What?
Yeah.
And you call yourself an American?
That's what I said.
What?
But you know what?
You
got a chance to go home this afternoon.
You can redeem yourself. Yeah. It's one of the best Christmas movies there is.
Hey, you do have to watch Rocky One.
Rocky One
in its entirety.
You don't have to watch The Return of Rocky, Rocky Strikes Back, The Son of Rocky.
Son of Rocky.
You don't have to watch any of those.
Brent Creeley says, put you on the spot. How old are you? When were you born? Let me put it that way.
I'm 38.
You're 38.
So
there's no excuse.
But Rocky One came out, what,
77?
77, okay.
But it's,
it's a cult. Hey, that's a great movie.
It's a classic.
Okay.
I think he wants to say something.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, Brent.
Okay. Well, I think he wanted to apologize.
Apologize to America, Brent, for never seeing Rocky, or we're going to take your citizenship away. All right,
man card.
Here's my third and final question. What are the top two selling tire brands in the United States? What are the top two selling tire brands?
That's a good question.
In the United States. All right, let's go in.
All right, let's go to Texas, boys. And Stefan, I think I get the pronunciation right, is on the line. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Stefan, did I get your name right?
Good morning. Yes, that's right. Good morning.
All right.
Howdy.
Good morning. Hey, Stefan, where do you live in Texas?
East Texas. I'm originally from really East Texas, but I'm actually in Waco.
Okay.
Yeah, like near Orange, over in that area.
He's got like a deep, East Texas accent.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm thinking Longview. Longview, right there.
No, beyond that.
Tyler.
Yeah, beyond that.
Nacogdoches.
Yeah, maybe New Zealand or
Texarkana.
That's right.
Texarkana. Anyway, all right, Stefan, what do you got for us, my friend? Ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
So I think I can have a go at the covenant one.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Covenants in Bible times were commonly sealed or ratified in one of three ways. A sacrifice was slain. B, salt was eaten. What was the third way, Stefan?
Okay, so a little strange, but you put your hand underneath that guy's thigh? Is that right?
No. No, I ain't doing that.
No.
I don't care. We ain't ratifying nothing.
You know,
get me the salt.
You know, that is a great answer.
That's in the Bible.
Because here's what, whenever they did a blessing, Abraham, he put his hand under the thigh, but that's when you're given a blessing, but it's not ratifying a covenant, but you're
right.
Right.
Stephen's right. All right.
No, he's not right. No, that was for to pronounce a blessing whenever you gathered the loved ones.
You put
ones
your man, hand on the man's thigh.
Yes.
Pronounce a blessing.
I would just rather not be blessed.
I'm going to tell you a true story, and I never thought I'd ever mention this on national radio. So my grandmother, I didn't realize it until I became a Christian, that her four children, Joseph, Martha, David, and Paul, taught Sunday school for over 50 years, love Jesus. She was, they called the family together. She was about to pass, and they said, you better call the family. And she put her hand under my thigh and started praying a blessing. And I'd read the Bible, and some little random things popped out, and I thought, she knows the word. She's in the word so much, in the word so much in her. Here on her deathbed, she's doing what? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she went ahead and recovered and lived a couple more years. But that was when, you're on to something, Stephen, but that's more of a blessing than it is the other. But the answer is just about that.
So that is not the answer, but it is very interesting.
Great. I'm glad to see that you're in the Word. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, so I'm originally from Southeast London. Or North Kent in the UK.
I would not have guessed
Which famous American, I live maybe 10 or 20 minutes from this place, 20 minutes walk or so. Which famous American is buried on the south bank of the Thames in North Kent?
American.
Is it what century would this American have lived?
Oh gosh. This would be sometime around prior to the Tudors, maybe.
The Cheetahs.
1600s, 1500s.
The Tudors. Okay, so one other question, male or female?
Female.
Yeah, sorry we have to ask so many hints.
Well, that'd be Pocahontas, I think.
I'm going with you.
Yeah, Tim knows his history and geography. How about it, Stephen?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
She
buried at St. George's Church in North Kent near a place called Gravesend. I think the original church burned down, but there's a statue commemorating that she's actually buried somewhere on that site there, at St. George's Church.
And you've actually seen it if it's close enough there, as you said, a 20-minute walk. Have you been there and seen the monument?
I used to go to the church at St. George's back in the 80s.
That's wonderful.
She went over there. She married, and then she went over there with John Rolfe? Or anyway, I'm trying to think. I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember who it was, but he was an Englishman, and she went back to went over there with him, and passed away over there.
Much history, such a contribution to American history.
Stephen, thank you so much, my friend, and I don't know. So
hope
welcome,
you have a happy
welcome
New
to
Year.
America. But he'd been here a long time.
How long you been here, Stephen?
About 5 years or so.
Yeah, five years.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir,
for calling in. Great discussion about the Bible.
Yes.
And that was a great question.
That was a great answer.
Well, it was an even better answer.
I saved the day for the team right
Yes,
there.
You did.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that was, hey, and happy New Year.
I threw it and I caught it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. All right, let's stay in Texas. And Melvin is on the line. Melvin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Howdy, Melvin.
Where do you
How
live?
You doing?
Good. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Merkel. I just left Big Spring. I'm headed to Midland, Odessa today.
Well, listen, good to hear from you, Brother Melvin, and thanks for calling. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both real quick.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to stick with my original creed to keep both of my sandals on and go with Ed's keyboard question.
All right.
Is that an Old Testament thing, too?
I don't know.
Melvin?
Both the sandals.
You wear sandals, Melvin?
Easy.
No.
All right, here we go.
All right. Here's the question, Melvin. On a standard piano, are there more white keys or black keys?
There are more white keys than black keys. For every 12, there's 7 white keys and 5 black keys.
So you're telling me a piano is white privilege, is what you're telling me.
Well, the white keys.
No.
Wait, well done, Melvin.
Way to go, Melvin.
There are 52 white keys and 36 black keys, at least according to the source.
So how many keys total then?
Well, that'd be 88.
88 keys on a standard piano.
Melvin, yes. I'm guessing that you play the piano. Are you a worship leader?
I do not play piano very well. I was a music major in college.
Great.
What happened?
Nah, I'm on the worship team. I play guitar, though.
Good.
Oh, you switched over.
At the keyboard.
You switched over to a guitar. Okay, and then
kind of a convert.
That was your thing.
So, Melvin, let me just ask you quickly. Do if you're a music major in college, do you have to try playing, like, multiple instruments?
They try to get you to learn everything.
Oh, wow.
But just a working knowledge. You don't have to be real good at it.
All right.
So, there's a deal. The one that's ignored across the board is the tuba. I pity the poor tuba player because just about everybody can show up and play at a wedding. If you play the flute or the piccolo or the keyboard or guitar, you ain't never going to get asked to sit around the campfire and break out your tuba. Ain't nobody going to ask you to come down to the beach for one of them destination weddings. Will you lug that big old tuba down here and play a little something while they're bringing their grandmas down to have them seated? That ain't happening. So you tuba players, I'm going to tell you to run for the borders. Drop that big clumsy thing and switch your major.
Oh, me. No, tuba's after high school or college, tuba's out.
Yeah.
It's not going to take you anywhere, is it?
You ain't got room in your attic to store it. You're going to have to pay $40 a month just to get a storage building to keep that thing, you know?
They don't tell you that either.
Keep the brass turning green.
You know, they don't tell you that while you're in the band.
No,
they don't.
While you're investing all that time and money.
They don't tell you. Your musical career is going to die.
Let me ask you this, just real quick, back to Melvin. Yeah. Do they have tubas like in big orchestras?
I'm sure they do, but here's where it came from. Alumni, big donor. And they said, I want my son to be in the tuba. He doesn't have any musical. I mean, they said, let's invent something. That just
I tell you
goes,
what,
there's a
tuba player listening to us out there right now.
Who's really angry.
It's very hurtful.
Yeah. No, he's angry because he's nodding his head saying, every bit of that happened. I've never been invited to play it ever.
Melvin, what's your question for us, brother?
All that JJ said is actually true. I played tuba in college for a little bit.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry to pour salt.
How did it
in your?
How did it end, Melvin?
Badly.
I'm gonna say at the pawn shop.
When did it?
I'm playing guitar in the church now, not the tuba. So there you go.
There you go. There you go.
All right. What's your question for us?
Very quick. Very easy. Who was in the beginning with God?
The Word.
Yeah, the Word.
The Word is Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Melvin. Thank you.
Great reminder.
Appreciate
John 1. John 1:1 and Genesis and yes.
Yes, in the beginning it was the Word, and the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
So
incarnation that we just celebrated.
Yes, that's the Bible talking about Jesus Christ being, well, the Son of God, but also God himself.
The Son.
Right?
Yep.
Yes.
Isn't that theology fellas?
Right on.
All right, we're going to take a short time out right here, and then we'll come back to Aaron in Mississippi. Let's see who else we got lined up. Elizabeth in Illinois, Megan in Minnesota. We got Texas, South Carolina, and a 14-year-old from Mississippi. That's all coming up next. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Next half hour, we'll be back momentarily.
If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
That's the theme song from
Sanford and Son.
So yeah. You hear the nice bass guitar. You heard the harmonica during that little riff. One thing you did not hear, it was excluded.
The tuba.
No tuba. in that little happy little
you segue. You ought to include this in your comedy routine.
Yes.
You really ought to. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're playing trivia today, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. You are listening to American Family Radio, and we are going to repeat our questions, and then back to the phones we'll go. What we do, if you're new to this show, we do this every Friday from 10 to 11:30 Central Time, and we ask questions, and we ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. What are your questions, Ed?
All right, here are my three questions. When the American Football League began in 1960, which one of the following was not an original team? It's multiple choice. Houston Oilers, New York Titans, Miami Dolphins, or Dallas Texans? Second question. Despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false? And third question, I'll have to add one in. In 1969, a 3-man crew in Apollo 11 went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. Who did not? What was the name of the astronaut who remained in the command module?
I'm going to wait here, fellas. Y'all go on.
Yes.
Give it
Y'all
a try.
Y'all go ahead. Play some golf. Do whatever you want. I'll be here.
And right. For a bonus question, what part of Arizona was it filmed? Said the rest of us. Hey, here's what I've got. First question, deep dive with a Bible question. Covenants in the Bible commonly sealed or ratified in one of three ways. 1, a sacrifice was slain. 2, salt was eaten. And 3, the third way. And that's what I'm looking for. It's a little bit unique or maybe random, but
really,
what is the third way that a covenant was sealed or ratified? Second question, what were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? Third, true or false, looking ahead a couple of days, Auld Lang Syne was originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice. Is that true or false? Wait, now you do that about every single question, but you really never know if they're true or false.
I don't know. You're true, false.
I want to know the person that sat down and said, you know what? I need to write a song for Scottish auctioneers. That's my goal right now.
If that's
you
true,
need yeah. something catchy, and you yeah. need a little bit of a Peter Piper right. pick to peck of right. pick not, of peppers
not
to
Angolian, you know,
yes,
auctioneers. Not Scottish. Chinese auctioneers, yeah. just specifically for the Scottish.
For the Scottish,
that's right. Yeah.
All right, here are my three questions. All right, what is the technique called when you cook food slowly in liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time?
Delicious.
Well, yes.
That's what it's called yes. right there.
But what is it? There's a cooking name for that, okay? Number two, what was the What prize fighter does Rocky Balboa take on in Rocky One? What is the name of his flamboyant opponent?
And if you just happen to see Brent Creeley walking down the street in subsequent days.
Our producer,
would you just shake your head from side to side? Just look down and just shake your head.
I hope somebody goes ahead and answers this question. Get this off the table.
He's going to go home and he's going to watch it.
You're going to watch it. He's going to watch it over the weekend.
All right, here's my third question. What are the top two selling tire brands in the United States? What are the top two selling tire brands in the United States? All right, let's go in.
All right, let's go to Mississippi.
By the way, if you can get those tire brands right,
yeah,
without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR hat.
Okay.
If you can get that question right without Googling it or looking it up, the top two tire selling brands, if you can name them, then I'll give you. We'll send you one of
these
hats.
But you can still answer it if you look it up.
Yes.
You just don't get the hat.
So I see these things that say, I am this old, and it'll be like a hand can opener that you take and twist the little thing and hold it, and it'd say, I'm this old, and it'd be things that you remembered. And I remember as us three, like in high school or whatever, you know, you got a car and you're thinking about buying some used tires, and the question would always be, are they retreads or are they regular tires? You remember when somebody would say, are they retreads? Is that why they're so cheap? Yeah. Okay, well, they look pretty good. And they just glue some new treads on there, and that only lasted a few years. And I could, you see so many of them laying dead on the side of the road and flying over your windshield. You're like, maybe not the best idea.
Yeah, when they went unglued, it was usually a mess. All right, Mississippian Aaron is on the line. Aaron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, professors. How are y'all today?
Good, Aaron.
Yeah,
thank
doing well,
my friend.
Aaron, did you guys have a good Christmas?
We did. We had a blessed Christmas.
Amen. We got a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Amen.
Where do you live in Mississippi?
Right. I live in Corinth.
Corinth, all right. About an hour up the road from where we are right now. All right, Aaron, ask, answer, or both?
I think I'm going to do both.
Okay, go ahead. Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to do the one about the seahorse.
All right, Aaron, here's the question. Despite their name, seahorses are fish, not mammals. Is that true or false?
It is true.
It is true.
Yeah, seahorse.
They are fish.
Little seahorse trivia there.
Right.
Have you ever seen a seahorse in the wild, Aaron?
I have. Well, besides being at a zoo, no.
Oh, okay, but that's captive. You know, those don't—they don't act normal. You know what I'm saying? You can't go on that. You know,
they train them to go and ring the little bell, and the food comes down. So you're not going to see that
out in the wild.
No,
those seahorses, they can. You know, they're actually very savage.
You don't want to get trampled by a bunch of those
seahorses.
Yeah,
if they get together,
yes. They get ugly.
They unionize.
And a lot of depression among seahorses. One would come up to the other, and almost the first thing they would say is, why such a long face?
Yes.
And I understand
that's right.
That.
Sure.
That's
all right, Aaron, your question for us, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to thank my wife for that. She actually helped me out on that one.
Oh, good.
Good.
Credit.
That's worth some points.
My wife's name is Carrie. She's listening in on the radio in Corinth. So
wonderful.
I'm actually in Boonville working right now. I just pulled over on the side of the road with my truck. But
okay. Hi,
anyway,
Carrie. Thank you guys for listening.
Let's go with a Mississippi history question.
Okay.
What is the Mississippi state beverage?
You're not talking about Mississippi State University. You're talking about the state of Mississippi's beverage.
Like the state flower,
exactly.
State song, that
exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly, or tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a beverage that Mississippi is.
Can I ask you one thing? Is it like a pop, like a soda, or is it something?
Well, it's a drink, you know, that folks drink, I don't know, I guess pretty much every day.
All right.
We're going to talk about ourselves.
Yeah,
guys, I'm going to say sweet tea.
Gotta be sweet tea.
Yeah.
I was going to kid around and say Mountain Dew or something,
or Dr.
Pepper.
I'll tell you what it is in Kentucky. and it involves a swirly copper tube and a 47 Chevy radiator, and they make it deep in the woods where the sun don't hardly shine.
And where those federal revenuers don't come in.
I'll go with you guys. I think the one thing I know that I think the original recipe for Coca-Cola was created in Vicksburg. There's some kind of connection.
Yeah, there's Atlanta, but one of the oldest Coca-Cola bottling plants was in
Vicksburg. But anyway, the guys say sweet tea. It's hard to go against that one, Aaron. What's the right answer?
The right answer is milk, believe it or not.
Milk?
The state?
The state drink for Mississippi is milk. Look it up.
Well, that's just a lie.
No,
I'm going to put a little history plug in there. At one point, Lee County, Mississippi, where we're sitting right now, was like the number three producer of milk in the nation.
Are you serious?
Lee County, they even bought a bull from England and had it brought over, and they had so many dairies in this part of the country, it was on the map.
What was the bull for?
To have better, breeding and for stronger cows.
Well, British more bulls.
British bulls?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So they were
milk.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that about Lee County.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Santa Claus loves Lee County.
Milk.
Milk cookies.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, good question.
The state of Mississippi. I didn't know that. Thank you. Aaron, we appreciate it. So I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I've
been here my whole life.
So the milk, leaders in the milk industry, and you know how they say if you're not flexible and if you won't change in whatever industry, you're going to, become a buggy whip. Well, the milk thing started to play out a little bit. So they jumped into furniture, and then they became the number two furniture manufacturer in America.
True.
Hickory, North Carolina, number one. Northeast Mississippi, number two. And then, they just continued to reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
Great area, North Mississippi.
Back to the phones, Ed.
We go to Illinois, and Elizabeth is on the line. Elizabeth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Here I am.
Yeah, well, welcome to the program.
Where are you, Elizabeth?
I'm in my living room.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Now we know. We see you.
You're in your living room in Illinois.
Yes, sir, right here in Rock Island.
Right, that's what I was looking for, where you live in Illinois, Rock Island. Rock Island, Illinois. Is that near the river? Near the river?
Yeah, right by the river, mile up the hill.
You don't live in a van, right?
A van down by the river?
No.
All right, Elizabeth, I'm not as good at geography as Tim. So they call it Rock Island. Is there a part of your town that's on an island, or are you on an island? Why do they call it Rock Island? What now?
Our army arsenal is there on the island, and we're just up the hill from there.
That's good. All right. Good history.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Elizabeth, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about Rocky's first fight.
All right, that's yours, Tim.
Yes, okay. So the question before us, which Elizabeth is going to answer, is the following. What prize fighter does Rocky Balboa take on in the ring in Rocky I, Elizabeth?
My husband says it was Apollo Creed.
Hey! Listen to that cowbell.
You won yourself an AFR hat. We're going to send it your way because that's the mystery question you answered correctly, Elizabeth.
Fantastic.
So you need to give that hat to your husband.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I probably wouldn't wear it anyway.
Yeah.
But he would.
Okay. Good.
Well, Apollo Creed was the name of the character. Hey, Elizabeth, is your husband around?
He's sitting right here.
Okay, ask him. Tell him for an AFR travel mug to be included with the hat.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
If he can name the actor who played Apollo Creed.
You know the actor's name?
Mr. T.
No, it wasn't Mr. T. No. That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was.
Because Mr. T was Rocky III.
Rocky III, but not in Rocky I. All right, go ahead with your question for us, Elizabeth.
Okay. I'm just going to say something and ask you if you can tell me what I'm talking about. It's like a riddle. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? What am I talking about?
I remember the that rhyme, that little...
Is that a Dr. Seuss thing?
No. Oh, we used to say it growing up.
I think
I was going right along with her.
I think it was the GIs when they were getting their first haircut.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
No, I've heard it too growing up, but I don't remember what
I've
it
never heard
I think they said
up.
That when they were trying to get you to eat your vegetables or something. It's all kind of blurring together.
What is this saying? Is it got any meaning to it?
Yeah, apparently. What's the answer? We don't know, Elizabeth.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bar of soap shaped like an animal of some sort, you know, like a teddy bear or a dog or a kitty or something. And when you would wash your hands with it, you'd set the soap down on its little base, and the soap would grow a fuzz on it, like fur. And when you finished up the soap, all the way at the end, there'd be a little trinket inside. You could put it on your charm bracelet, and it was the same animal as, of course, what the soap was. Years ago, when I was growing up, we had Fuzzy Wuzzy soap.
Okay. Wow. Now, I vaguely remember soap on a rope, right?
Yeah,
right?
That's a different thing. Yeah, that's just
different.
The shower, right.
Yeah. And I got soap on a rope for about 4 years running in junior high to high school for Christmas.
Oh,
not only did you get that, but you got some, when you got in high school, you got some cologne that was, jar was shaped like a race car or it was shaped like
your heart racing like a soap on a rope.
And I would get usually a bottle of High Karate aftershave.
Yeah.
And then top it off with some socks.
Yeah.
Right? You're rocking and rolling out
That's
there
right.
on Christmas Day.
That's right.
Hey, Elizabeth, stay on the line so we can send you your trucker cap for your husband, and we hope you have a happy new year.
And so I put you on hold, Elizabeth, and congratulations to you and your husband.
What kind of emotional reaction does a pair of socks get from children on Christmas? Huh?
Have I been bad?
I would have said, you know, just don't even give me anything.
Yeah, and
if socks,
my dad, for years,
I'm just kidding. I know
would
people,
get new socks and underwear. Because
for Christmas.
For Christmas.
I know. I shouldn't say that because there are a lot of people poor who that was their Christmas. But anyway, it's just big difference.
It's too late now.
Big difference between a bicycle
and a
pair of socks for a child, I'm talking.
Aqua Velva, High Karate.
Colognes of the 70s.
Colognes of the 70s.
We remember those days.
I'll take colognes of the 70s.
It was
for 100.
Joe Namath and Farrah Fawcett. What was theirs?
Now, that wasn't High Karate. Was let's see.
No,
Joe Namath. What
Joe
was
Namath
that?
Was something like.
Yeah, that'll.
Anyway, all right. You're listening. By the way, Carl Weathers was the name of the actor who Carl Weathers, who passed away a couple years ago. He was the name of the actor who played Apollo Creed in Rocky I.
They made a little bit of money on them royalties from all them Rocky movies. But his family done really well when they started making them liners for your cars and trucks. They've done really good.
The Weathers?
For them. Yes, WeatherTech. They fit just right. You can spill about anything you want. It'll keep it right there till you get where you can pour it out. But his family's done so good
that. You're right. That's generational money right there. All right, Trivia Friday it is. Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas, and then back to the phones.
All right. I'm going to have to add another one. When the American Football League began in 1960, which one of the following was not an original team? Houston Oilers, New York Titans, Miami Dolphins, or Dallas Texans? Second question. In 1969, a three-man crew in Apollo 11 went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. Who did not? One of them remained behind in the command module.
So his family's... Said they got back, and his family said,
got
"How
all the
was
way up
it?"
There? Yeah,
I don't know. I overslept.
You saw as much as I did.
You know, Buzz and what?
Neil.
Buzz and Neil went out there, and
my
alarm didn't go off, and I don't know what happened.
I had to sit back and drink some Tang,
and I was driving the getaway car.
Yeah, I did eat a moon pie though.
Yes. Last question. I'll add one. What is another name for the sport of ping pong? What is another name for the sport of ping pong.
Oh, that's good. Here's what I've got. Covenants ratified three ways in the Bible. A sacrifice was slain. That's one. Salt was eaten. That's two. I'm looking for the third way that covenants were sealed or ratified in Bible times. Second question, what were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? Third question, true or false, Auld Lang Syne was originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice. Is that true or false?
All right, my two questions I have are, what is the technique called when you cook food slowly in liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time? What is the name of that technique called in the world of cooking? It's not. This is not crazy. This is something everybody's...
We'll all know it.
Well, no. All right, number two, what are the top two selling brands of tires in the U.S.? And if you can name them without looking this up, you just know this, then we will send you an AFR ball cap. You can look it up. That's fine. But I'm just saying, if you know it without looking it up, or if you want to ask a friend, you know, you put your two heads together and get this answer, that's fine too. We'll send you the hat. But what are the top two selling tire brands in the United States? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go back to Mississippi, and Isaac is on the line. Isaac, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Isaac. Can you hear us? Okay, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Isaac?
I do both.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You can do both. What question do you want to try to answer?
I was going to answer the one about the name.
All right. Here's the question, Isaac. In 1969, a three-man crew in Apollo 11 went to the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. Who did not?
That would be Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Nicely done, Isaac.
Remain.
How did you know that, Isaac?
Well, I'm actually doing my history, and it's in there. So
okay,
that's where I got it from.
Do you know what was the fellow's name who didn't?
Michael Collins.
Do you know what happened to Michael? Why he didn't get to walk on the moon?
He might have been sick. I'm not quite sure on that.
No, he had to remain. Someone had to remain behind.
That's what I'm thinking.
In the command module.
Yeah, keep the motor running.
Yeah.
They're on the movie set.
You couldn't have all three of them.
Arizona.
You couldn't have.
Myself, that they did land on the moon, but I think they landed in Arizona myself. But
all three of them out there, you know, bouncing around, and the module started to, you know.
Somebody didn't have the parking brake on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And it starts it starts lifting off, and somebody's trying to hang on. And
then there's no way back. To beam them up.
You just go to Tucson. That's all you do. You can probably walk there.
Get out there and hitchhike now. Good luck getting picked up when you got that fake space suit and that battery pack on
you. Just
your
don't do
shoulder.
It in the summertime in Arizona, right. Though you'll die. Out in the desert with your space suit on. All right, Trivia Friday. Isaac, go ahead with your question for us.
Okay, and the first Home Alone, when Kevin went to the store, how much was his total?
Wow, that's deep.
I remember that scene. I do remember that scene because he buys a bunch of stuff, and then it shows him walking home with two bags of
same
grocery.
Donald Trump is in one of those.
Yeah, in the second cameo. One in New York, the second
yeah.
one.
Well, I don't know.
No, what's the answer?
I'm going to say.
Hey, hold on. Yeah,
I'm going to say $12 and something.
No, it's more like a nine. It's a number that they look at him and say, "You can't afford this."
Right, because he just buys every.
I almost say
every kind of candy.
Say $100, $80 or something.
What's the answer, Isaac?
Okay, the answer is $19.83.
Well, closer, yeah. Yep. So adjusted for inflation, though.
That's right. That's right.
Today's standards, that would be $80.
Well, with today's inflation and everything, it would probably be about $100.
That's right.
Yeah, it would be.
That right.
Bad inflation.
Isaac, thank you. Hey, Isaac, did you and your family have a good Christmas?
Yes, sir. We did.
Wonderful. Well, we hope you have a blessed new year, and thank you for listening to AFR, you and your family.
Next call, Ed.
All right, let's go to Minnesota, and Megan is on the line. Megan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Megan, where are you calling from in Minnesota?
We currently live in St. Paul, but we're traveling to Missouri currently to go visit family for a late Christmas.
Awesome.
Oh, all right.
Well, safe travels. I don't know, is it snowing or anything along the way there, or just cold?
Foggy and rainy.
Okay.
Hey, there's some nasty weather coming through Texas, all around Louisiana, some real rough weather coming in the next couple of days. So right. Folks are needing to batten down the hatch.
All right, Megan, ask, answer, or both?
Okay, so I want to answer the cooking question, but my husband wants me to answer the tire question. But I'm gonna go with the cooking question.
Okay.
I feel confident.
Okay. All right, here's the question. I tell you what, I'll send you a hat if you can get this right, just because you're traveling and I don't know why, but just feel
you don't
like
have to have a reason.
I just feel like it. Here, because this is a degree of difficulty of like 5 or 6, okay? Here's the question that Megan from St. Paul is going to answer. What is the technique called when you cook food slowly in liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time, Megan?
Simmering.
Is that the same? I don't think so.
No, it's not the same. But I was going to say.
Were you going to say?
I was going to say simmering.
Okay, here I'm going to give the answer because they both may be right answers.
Okay. What's the answer?
By my definition. And then Megan, can you hold on through the break?
Yes.
We got a break. The correct answer I have is braising.
Braising?
I've never heard of that.
No, I think that's a word off of Auld Lang Syne. Braising. May all the braising go well in the new year.
Have you ever heard that term, that Megan, for cooking? You braise?
I have not. I always say simmer. I'm going to simmer.
I know. You have braise. Y'all never heard of braised beef?
Is it basting?
Like when you go to eat tacos or something? Braised beef?
I haven't.
I've not.
All right. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll go back to Megan, who's driving somewhere in
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.